Welcome to All the Things with Kristen Schindler. We all have things. Doesn't matter if we're married or single, if we have no children, or if we have 10. Things in life can be overwhelming, and sometimes we just don't know how to navigate them. So each week, you're going to hear stories of hope, of inspiration, and of people navigating the same things that you and I deal with day in and day out. Their stories may sound different than ours, or they may sound just like us. Either way, each week this podcast is going to pour into your heart with hope and encouragement. We are so glad that you are here. Welcome, friends. I'm so thrilled to have you back for another episode of All the Things with Kristen Schindler. Today, I have a fellow podcast mom. I think we should start doing hashtag podcast mom. This is my friend, Tracy. JC Nolan Bierman, and she has a brand new podcast out that I'm so excited for her about, called The Vision Driven Mom Podcast. And Tracy, you have just like kind of blown on the scene. You're doing amazing work. You've had amazing guests, moms that are just sharing stories and offering that hope and inspiration. So thank you so much for being a guest today on my podcast.
Yes, Kristen, thank you so much for having me. And I'm excited about this.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's like, kind of like when you learn that someone else, like you and I just learned that we're from the same area, we were born in the same area. But when you find out that someone also is a podcaster, yeah, there's like that, you know, connection right away, because you know the work that goes into the value that you're bringing to your listeners. So first of all, before we dive into your podcast, I want to know, what season of parenting are you currently navigating with your family?
I am. So this season, I have a sixth and a seventh grader. So we are navigating middle school during a pandemic. That's where we are right now. So my daughter is the sixth grader. She is, she went from having one teacher to having six teachers online. And that's kind of, and launching a podcast, all of that, all in the middle, you know. Yeah, that's the season.
Good times.
Yeah, good times. It is, though. It is. It's amazing.
It is.
You know, I mean, it's been difficult, but what gifts we're finding in this year.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And, you know, I taught middle school for 23 years. So I understand that age group so well.
Kristen, oh my goodness. My heart goes out to the teachers who are navigating this as well.
It's a very difficult time. I still have friends that are in the trenches, and I talk to them often. And oh my gosh, all we can do is just pray for them. I mean, just pray for them, because their hearts are breaking. Like they're not able to love on the kids and support the kids the way that they desire to. And it's really, really sad. But I think that you're right. There are so many gifts, and there's so many silver linings to this season. And I think that I'm praying that this is going to be what our education system has needed, which is an education revolution in terms of the way education is presented, the way students are supported. That's my wish for what's going to come out of this. But there's always silver linings. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. So tell me, Tracy, your podcast, Vision Driven Mom Podcast, when did you have the vision or the dream of starting your own podcast? Where did that come from? Where did that start?
It started about 6 years ago, Kristen. About 6 years. This podcast has been in my heart and in my head for 6 years. And this was the year it just had to get out. Now, I went through my own complete, you know, on my knees, to where I am right now, transformation. When my son was about 3 years old is when I started pulling my life apart. And then I began to rise up and into my own life in ways that I never had before. And you know what I did is I looked for examples of other women, other moms who were rising up in their lives as well. You know, I think it's incredibly powerful, and that's really why that's what I wanted for the podcast, right? I wanted other moms to see that that's my tagline. Anything is possible, even in the midst of motherhood. And I, through this podcast, I get to hear some amazing stories of perseverance and of triumph. It's been incredible. So yeah, what I suggest is do not let it sit in your heart and in your mind for 6 years. When you have something that is calling, I mean, it was just this deep, you know, it was like the podcast. And I heard other things. Oh, don't do a podcast. You should do this. You should do this. I'm like, no, it's the podcast. I know it's the podcast. And because moms, you know, moms can listen to the podcast while they're driving, while they're walking the dog, while they're doing, you know, running errands, or, you know, it's perfect for moms. And I'm a podcast listener. I can't even tell you how many podcasts I listen to. I love a podcast. So I wanted to, my ultimate vision is to be reaching women, moms around the globe, to help them to hear stories every week of examples of possibility.
That's so powerful. And that is so needed. Yeah. That's a gift of hope.
Yes, it is.
You know, just those words to cling to, even of a complete stranger, you know, and that's why I was just thinking about this today. Like my son and I, we were driving as I was dropping him off for his welding class. And there's a new radio station in our city that's trying to boost their range because they don't have a big signal. And so they were talking about reaching people. And I thought, you know, when you think about putting yourself out there and you think about what it takes to put your heart out as a podcaster, the guests that are coming to share their stories and putting their stories out there, it's that next generation of what musicians have been doing for years.
Right.
In terms of like, you know, I was just watching a documentary about Dolly Parton the other day, and her song Jolene, which is a very popular song, was about a real event that happened with her husband and a woman at their local bank. That when Dolly was out on tour, this red-headed fiery girl tried to take her man.
I need to watch that.
And so I just thought, yeah, it's a really great documentary. But I just thought, you know, she put her heart out there. She put it out there so that people could, it wasn't like the tabloids were going to come back and go, oh my gosh, we heard about this issue with Dolly's husband. No, she wrote about it. She put it out there. And how many other women could relate to that song? You know, so being authentic and vulnerable is so powerful. People think being vulnerable is like a sign, you know, it's like, oh, I'm putting myself in a situation that's, you know, that soft underbelly. Right. But really, there's power in that vulnerability. So it's so funny because moms are driven. So tell us a little bit about what you, as a parent, like, what are some things that you definitely wanted to bring to the table, like topics that you wanted other moms to hear about, that, you know, were there things from your struggle when you talk about, like, you took your life apart and you were kind of like looking and examining, what things did you definitely want to have and that you definitely know you want to talk about on your podcast that you think other moms need to hear?
Well, I mean, it's across the board, Kristen. It's in all areas. You know, we are still, as women, we are still, you know, it wasn't that long ago when we got the right to vote, right? So we're still evolving, and we're still, I almost feel like we have this generational DNA that's in us, and it's up to us to change the legacy, right? So really all areas. I mean, I met with, I had a fantastic interview. Actually, it came out today, with Annie Book. She's a money empowerment coach for women. Incredible. I mean, we really align with what we teach, but that the money story, like, we need to change that money story, and that moms are good with money. We have this, like I said, in the DNA, that we're not good with money, or that we're not allowed. you know, or like, because I can't remember what she told me about when women were actually able to even have a checking account, right, or have a banking account, about money, about really rising up to, because you are an example of for your kids. And like any example, you know, of empowerment, and not power over anybody, but personal power inside yourself, feeling amazing in your skin, feeling like you've got this, you know, even if you have to remind yourself 100 times a day, I've got this, I've got this. But the reason, one of the reasons that I got to this point is that, that my son showed me when he was about 3 years old, that he's a mirror for me. And he was showing me that he was expressing negativity and pessimism and self-loathing. And I realized he was getting it from me. And that's the message for all moms, right? If you can't do it for yourself, do it for your kids. Because I think it's almost more painful to watch your kids struggle as adults because they're patterned, you know, they're patterned from their childhood, than it is for us to start now and to start, like I said, even if you have to do it 100 times a day, roll your shoulders up and back. I've got this. Roll your shoulders up and back. I've got this. I am this. I don't know if that completely answers your question, but that's really, it's really across the board. But I think the main message is that if you, you know, your kids are watching all the time and it's not necessarily what you say or what you do. They can feel you, the energy, they can feel your energy. And
absolutely. Yeah. It was so, that's really, I love that because a couple of weeks ago, I was not physically well. I had, diverticulitis mm-hmm. flare up and I was just, and I didn't say anything to my kids, that I, cause I could feel it coming on, but we were doing errands and we happened to be going, to a drive-thru and I'm normally, you know, like pretty peppy and, you know, and I wasn't, and I just, you know, I was nice, but you know, and my daughter said, "Are you okay, Mom?" And I said, and my sons were sitting there, like my oldest was right next to me. My other one was behind me and she was sitting behind me. And I said, "Yeah," I said, "I'm just having," and I just kind of felt sad that day. Like it was just like a sadness and there wasn't anything in particular that had happened. And I said, "Yeah, I'm just having a sad day." And she's like, "I could tell." And so then my freshman was like, "What do you mean you're sad?" And my daughter's like, "Can't you tell Mom's sad? Like, can't you, you know, haven't you been able to know, like, she's not as peppy or she's not as friendly to the person right. in the drive-thru. She's normally like, hey, how are you? How's your day?" And then he said to my senior, like, can you tell that Mom's sad? And he's like, "Well, I could tell she's a little sad." And, you know, and then, but the funny thing was the freshman was like, then he kind of got mad at his sister. Like, "Why'd you have to ask Mom why she's sad? Now she's sad." And she's like, "No, she was already sad. She was already having a rough day, you know, like I just observed it, you know?" And so we actually talked about, it was a really good lesson in observation in just that sometimes we can be so busy with our own stuff, which happens to all of us. That we don't pick up on those things. But my daughter, she's that magnifying mirror for me. She's like that one that you put on the mirror in the mirror when you're trying to put
that
your makeup on.
That is my son. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So that's awesome. So one of the things that I think is interesting as a podcaster is your ability to just have people share their hearts with you. So has that been surprising to you, like the willingness of where people have been able and willing to go in terms of what
it has been? I have heard some stories that, oh my goodness, but they're very willing. And, you know, Kristen, I think too, you know, I've listened to your podcast as well, and you have a very welcoming, open, heart-centered way about you. And I think when you are that way, when you can really be open to the listening, I think people will share just about anything with you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I know I have been, you know, surprised of just the depth of of where people have shared and the vulnerability of what sometimes things that they've never even shared with
Right,
anyone.
right.
I know one of my episodes, Forgive to Live, that was a friend of mine who shared about her domestic violence, surviving that season of her
Right.
life. And I had worked with her for years. And there were many people that had no idea, even though she lived in our community, they didn't know the depth of that story. And so that's one of my missions is to be authentic, vulnerable, and to really listen to the hearts of others. But I want to go back to what you were talking about with money, because one of the things that, and I know that this happens, like we know that this is something in our world, but a lot of times in the United States, we are so blessed with resources, or even if we have difficult family, history, we know that there's something else out there. There's a different way to
Right.
do things. Most of us have been surrounded by, other examples, even if they haven't been examples in, our lives or whatever. But recently, I have been working with my friend in Sri Lanka on this project, and I just assumed she's in her late 20s. I just assumed that she had a bank account.
Huh.
And she
Wow,
didn't.
that's interesting.
Yeah, so when we were talking about, that empowerment, she was so excited when I was able to send her funds to do her small business and grow that. She had to go open a bank account, and she got her very first debit card. She got her very first bank account in her name. Like, her husband had his own,
Right.
bank account because he gets paid digitally from the job that he does. But just that pride and that, like, you could see the light in her
Wow.
eyes.
Yeah.
And she said, and I'll never forget when she said to me, "Nobody has ever seen me before."
Oh, Kristen, what a gift.
And it wasn't, I mean, her mom and dad love her. I mean, she was an only child, but I think that's what your podcast, it's allowing women to feel
Yep.
seen by someone who doesn't even know them, but their message is the same, and it resonates so deeply that it then propels those moms to dream
Yes.
big, to say this, that's reachable, that's completely
Right,
doable.
right. Yeah, and I think, if when it comes down to it, we are all, no matter how successful we are, and by successful, that's all relative, right? What is success? But that we're all just people, and that if one can do it, all can do it in whatever area that is. It doesn't, we don't have to be born to a certain family. We don't have to have a certain amount of money. We don't have to have a certain, I mean, people are doing things in all, you don't have to have the health. You don't have to wait, and you don't have to have all the things that we think are limiting us. Like we can rise up and above, and it has everything to do with your outlook and the way. And like I've said before, if you have to remind yourself 100 times in a day, then you remind yourself 100 times in a day. If she can do it, I can do it. If she can do it, I can do it. It's really, really incredibly empowering. And I love what you said about the allowing and the holding space and the creating a platform for women to really be vulnerable. And really, because there's a freedom in that, to really, truly sh share your story and have it be heard. That there's something powerful. It's a gift that we're giving each other. It's a gift that I'm giving to my guests, but it's also a gift that they're giving to me. It goes both ways.
Absolutely. It's that symbiotic relationship. You give that space, but in that space, then there's pouring on of
Yes,
grace in so many
exactly.
ways, out to the listeners, into you. And I think too, as a, you know, what I've gotten too is just that depth of, it just makes you want to have more guests on because you realize the power of their message, not the power of your message, but the power of what they're able to share and like who they're going to be able to encourage, who they're going to be able to help
Yes,
heal.
exactly.
And what I like to say too is that when people listen to other people's stories, it helps them. They may have ideas of where they want to go, or they may be unhappy with their current situation. Like, you know, I always talk to, you know, my clients and say, okay, so is this, are you showing up each day the way you desire to
Right.
show up? Because if that's where I think a lot of times women, especially because we're doing hashtag all the things for hashtag all the people, hashtag all the
Right.
time. But what happens, and I know this is how I felt a lot of the times when I was working outside of the home in education, I felt like I was pouring into everybody else's children. And then when I came home, I felt like there was nothing left to give. I felt like so depleted. And I felt horrible about it, right? Because I have two children that look at the world through the lens of dyslexia. So when I came home, I needed to be ready to pour into them because they
Right.
needed my help. And oftentimes, you know, and so that would then make me feel like I wasn't doing a
Oh
very
my
good
goodness,
job.
how often do we feel that
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. Absolutely. But one, but I love that, that you just have to continue to remind yourself, like you said, every day, sometimes every minute, sometimes every hour, and different seasons are
Yes,
easier than
exactly.
others. You know, some seasons are just like, today's going to be 70, it's going to be beautiful, I won't even need a jacket on, I can walk freely around my neighborhood. And then other seasons are like 6 feet of snow, I'm gonna have to take like a teaspoon and start shoveling out my
The teaspoon. I
driveway.
love that
And
analogy. Yes, that's beautiful. That's how it feels some days, doesn't it?
oh yes, absolutely, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about, you know, what are your plans as you move forward with your podcast, with your community. I know you have a Facebook community, and we'll have all of that in the show notes for people to be able to visit and join that and get your access to your podcast. But what is it your goal is as we go into 2021? You know, we're leaving behind a year that had so much unforeseen when we were entering
Goodness, yes.
2020, you know. What do you want to bring into 2021 with your platform?
Well, first of all, I have a my vision is in the next 10 years to reach a million moms across the globe. That's my, and that they're just listening, that they're just, that they're being touched, that they're listening to the stories, and that they are, that they're resonating, and that, you know, maybe, you know, if you can hear just one story that completely shifts everything, you know, that's how it happens for a lot of us. We hear one thing. And again, it's not about me. It's about offering the platform so that somebody, you know, one woman might hear from you exactly what she needs to hear. One woman might hear exactly what she needs to hear from me. So one woman might hear exactly what she needs to hear from one of your guests or one of my guests. That's really the I have a big vision for it. I have a big vision for, you know, I truly believe that I call it living a vision-driven life is the most life-giving way of living that I've ever known. And it's not something that we're taught. It's a moving toward what we want rather than pushing away from what we don't, you know. And if I can just reach every as many moms as I can so that they can get that message that you can live a different way. You can decide what you want rather than, doing what I call living the whack-a-mole life, where life comes at you, whack it down, life comes at you, whack it down. So really that million, if I can, when I have in the past, in 10 years, it's my 10-year goal, is to reach 1 million women on my through the podcast. And also one of the things that's huge for me is developing a thriving community of moms who are all supporting each other and holding each other up. And that's how we do it, right, Kristen? That's what we're doing here as podcasters, as podcasting moms, the podcasting moms, that we're create we've created a community, that we're helping people to rise up and know that it doesn't have to be the way that it's always been. In fact, the way that it's always been isn't necessarily the way it should be. If we think about, like you mentioned education. So many things were uncovered this year, right? That our education system is broken and our political system is broken and our medical system is broken, right? So it's kind of an opportunity. There's lots of contrast this year. So, but that there are solutions to every problem, right? That we can rise above. We don't have to stay in where we've been. We don't have to stay in that old legacy. We can create a new legacy for ourselves and our families.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. I was just talking to someone about this, about when we find that there are broken things. It's just like when we are cleaning our house out to because we, like we had a flood in our basement. We had it was it wasn't a huge flood, but it was actually the second season of starting homeschooling. We had we left we actually went back to upstate New York for the summer for a month, and we came back and we had had a lot of water and rain, and so our whole homeschool area was water. And it was damaged. And so, but there was an area behind our homeschool area that had always just been a storage catch-all, like, oh, I got an extra box spring that we're not using. We'll just put it down there in case we ever need it, kind of, catch-all. Well, when the water came in and we realized that our foundation air, our downspout, whatever, was broken, it caused disruption. It caused anger. It caused frustration upon frustration. It cost money. It was dirty. It took work. And we had to really get back down to the foundation issue. We had to look at where the water was coming in, where were the cracks in the system, how could we fix it and fix it well. Clean it all up and really look at each piece of what we had been storing there and look at it and say, is this serving our family? Is this not serving our family? And just haul it out, And I didn't know it then because you never know it in the time, but God was already helping my heart to become a purger for purpose. And so, we went through all that, and it was a time to really reflect on what we wanted that space to be used for downstairs. And it also allowed us, because we had to school for the first 6 months upstairs, like at the kitchen table, and it just kind of reminded me of what am I really doing? What's the most important thing with my children, which is relationship. There's a really great book for any of my listeners who haven't read it and who are homeschooling or thinking about homeschooling. It's called Teaching from Rest. It's by Sarah McKenzie. And she writes in there, and it really got to me because it was the year when we were deciding whether or not we were going to take our son out of the school he was in and bring him home to homeschool with his other siblings. And she said, after it's all done, God's not going to ask to see your kids' transcripts. He's going to ask to see their hearts. And that was kind of, you know, so for me, like everything I see in the political and education, you know, it's
Yes.
messy right now. There's, you know, you have to pull it all out and examine it and stuff, and then put it back together in such a way that it makes sense for the season that you're in, and that it's going to work well. And I feel like there's going to be a lot of that needs to happen. But I think it's
I
going to
do
be so
too.
good, really, to just clean all that
Yeah.
stuff away.
Louise Hay, the late great Louise Hay, she would say, you have to see the dirt in order to clean the house. And
Exactly.
that's exactly what this year was, you know, and as you, and I love that story about about your workspace and how you had to look at each piece. That's exactly what I did with my life when my son showed me that I was teaching him how not to be what I wanted him to be. You know, I was an example of how, you know, the opposite of what I want for my kids. But that, you know, that's exactly how I describe it too. I looked at every piece bit by bit, piece by piece. I tossed what no longer served me. And then I had to decide. That was the piece that I was missing back then. I had to decide what I did want. I had everything pulled out, but I didn't decide. I think that's the most important thing that we can do for ourselves is to decide. Okay, now here we are. Everything's out of the box, right? Everything's out of the closet. We're seeing it. Now we get to decide what we're going to do. And it's trial and error. You know, we try this. Does this work? Oh, okay. Oh, this works great. And maybe, like you say, maybe it's just for a season. And then we have to we have to come back and look at it again. But I think that there are so many gifts. And you know, life is messy. Life is just life, period, is just messy and beautiful at the same time.
Yes. And you have to have, you know, the mess is, you know, it's so interesting, because the times that you think are messy that are the most frustrating, and this is kind of a silly example, but I mean, when your kids were little, and you know, if you ever baked with them or cooked with them or did anything that you were good at, and they were just learning for the first time, I'm going to be honest. Like when they were learning how to make their beds, I was twitching every time I'd
Right.
walk by that room, because I'm like, oh my gosh, that is not even made, that you like sneezed and that's what your bed looked. But they had to keep doing it to then be able to show up. It's like riding a bike. It's like writing your name, right? It's not perfect, but the beauty in it is when you're willing to just accept the
Right.
messy parts, and then you see the redemption, or the lessons, or what have you. And so that would, and it could be something simple. Like one time my husband and I went for a walk around the block, and we got talking to a neighbor, because you know, I don't know, I'm a little bit chatty, and we didn't get back for like an hour and a half, and our neighborhood is not that's not how long
Right.
it normally takes us to walk. And we walked in the house, and it smelled like
Oh.
chocolate chip cookies, and I was like, what is going on here? And the kitchen was not dirty. I mean, it didn't look like anything occurred, and there were
Wow.
cookies done. And our middle, who, you know, we've been baking and cooking and, you know, all that kind of stuff, he just wanted to make chocolate chip cookies, so he just made some cookies and, you know, whatever. And then I didn't have to
Oh.
clean up the mess. So I had like the best of both worlds. I walked off a couple calories, came home to cookies that were cooked. But my point is that I had to be willing
Right.
to be in the mess before you could be blessed with the outcome. And we just never know what that
Right.
blessing, for me, it was a cookie that day, right? But that's just a simple example, of what that can look like.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So do you have anybody? Somebody once told me, like, you should have like a list of people who you definitely want to interview on your podcast. So do you have like any big names? Like, let's just put it out there. Like, do you have anybody that, you know, because you never know
Yes.
who's going to be listening, that you are like, I want to hear, I want to interview this person.
Yes, indeed I do. I mean, there are so many podcast moms that I really would love to have on my show. Heather Shovine of Mom is in Control. Do you know that her podcast? Oh, amazing.
No.
Amazing. I would love to have her on my show. There's another woman. She's one of my mentors, and her name is Jennifer Jimenez, and she teaches it's called Transcend Dance. I love to dance. I'm a yogi of almost 30 years, and I just love to move my body. And I would love to get her on my show too. You know, that's a good question. I'm going to think on that. But yeah, I have a lot of the highly rated podcast moms that I've been reaching out to and excited about, and lots of moms with books too, which is like yourself. I didn't even tell you that I have your book. I bought it. If we were on Zoom, I would show it to you. Well, I will show it to you a little bit later.
Oh, yeah. You can show it to me a little bit later. That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because, so what's interesting when you said that for like 6 years, this has been on your heart. For 20 years, I have been working on a fiction story. And I would always tell people, yeah, I'm working on a book. And it just didn't, it wasn't the right time. Like it wasn't, you know, and we didn't have social media and all that stuff back in the day, but, you know, when I started writing this, and when I published the book that you have, one of my friends who has known me for so long, she's like, you finally published your book. And I'm like, actually, this is a different book. And she was like, what? And I was like, yeah, I know. But, you know, the other one is, you know, it's just kind of like birth. Like, you know, when you bring something like that, and I'm sure you feel this way with your podcast, like when you bring it out to the world, it's like giving birth. You know, you are setting this out there for people to, you know, and you know, there's going to be critics, there's going to be supporters, there's going to be people who tell you to do it differently. But so I love that. Here's somebody I want on my podcast. I want Ree Drummond. I want the pioneer woman.
Yes.
I want to know, let's be authentic and vulnerable, Ree. Let's talk about how you do it all. Hashtag all the things. You are like, let's be real. Like, what does that look like? Because you and I both know there. Yes. I mean, I want to know the hacks. I want to know, like, how are you saving your time? What are you, you know, because that's, you know, and I like to just talk to regular people too, but, you know, that's who my people are. But I'd like to, when you look at someone like that, who's in the public eye doing all the things, mom, cooking and writing and, you know, let's talk nitty gritty. So she's on my list.
I will
she's
hold that for you. On my list, I'm going to see that for you.
All right. Do it. Do it. I'm working on my vision board.
Oh, good. I love a vision board. I've been doing vision boards for years. Vision board, you know, what I teach visioning, and I teach moms to create a vision, like a written vision. The power of a written vision and a vision board is incredible. It's really, you know, and when done right, when you're putting only the things on your vision board that are things that are meaningful for you, you know, like you kind of create it with intention. I used to, the first couple of vision boards that I ever created, I was looking through magazines and, oh, that looks nice. You had to turn it around, you know? So that, I love that you have that intention, and that's what you focus on. I'm looking right now at mine and my vision board, and I've got this picture. I like to put little red heart stickers on the things that have come into being on my vision board. And I've got this picture of me speaking, and then I've got a microphone and then a little podcast symbol. And I've got a nice little red heart sticker on it for this year after. I will definitely hold that for you.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I think it's just so interesting, but I think the thing that I find even cooler is by sharing and being authentic and vulnerable, like the connections that you make of people who are just ordinary people doing extraordinary things, Like those are the people that I'm like, oh, so like last night I was one of my best friend has another friend and they both are new small business owners and they are working on their websites. And so she said, hey, could you show us how you did your website? And I said, sure. So we hopped on a Zoom and I was just sharing my screen with them and showing them, you know, how to navigate stuff. And so, but the conversation went from one thing to another. And the gal who I just met that night told me about her friend who is a domestic violence survivor. And she gathers things in her garage, like all of these things to outfit houses. And she helps women who have escaped and who have nothing so that when they get their first place, they don't have to worry about getting all of the supplies. Like
I
she
love
outfits the
that.
whole place. Yeah. And I just thought, I said to this gal who I just met that night, like, I need to get a hold of your friend. Like, I want to hear that story. Like, I want to, you know, and she's like, absolutely. So just the connections of, you know, when you share your heart and you're willing to listen, like just those bonds that are built. And it's so true what you said, like somebody is going to hear, you know, what your person that you're releasing, you know, your latest person who is your latest guest, somebody's going to hear something there that's going to resonate. Just like when I listened to that story last night, I thought, you know, so many people think they have to have to be able to do. If I have this, then I'll be able to do this.
It
And that's
is.
the opposite. Like all you need is the vision and it will manifest
You
the
know,
way when you
Kristen,
move
that is
forward.
exactly what I learned. I give this example of, you know, I waited most of my life for the lightning bolts to come down and tell me what I needed to do. You know, I waited and waited, like feeling on the edge of greatness for decades. And then I learned how to live a vision-driven life for one thing. And I learned that you have to decide first. And then once you decide and you're clear, it's like, you know, okay, so maybe there's a little pixie dust involved, but when you're focused on what you want, you're open to the possibilities, you're open to the right people, you're open to the right opportunities and the right situations. It's really, and that's when the lightning bolts come after you decide and you open up, like this is really what I want. You know, it's really interesting, but we have it backwards. We think that we have to, you know, when I have this and when I have this and when I have this and when I have this. But no, it doesn't work that way. And we can wait our whole entire lives. Oh my gosh, I met this man one time. He was, I think he was in his 80s, maybe. And he told me that he had been waiting his entire life for, you know, that greatness that I was just talking about, that feeling like he's on the edge of greatness. His entire life, he'd been waiting. I was like, I don't, I what I want to do, you know, I want to spread the message that we don't have to wait. We do not have to wait until we're 80 and we don't have to go to our grave, you know, not experiencing
Right.
life and not living it. Because honestly, I think we need more examples of people who are living their lives, like really living their lives.
Well, and I think what happens, it's kind of like when you were talking about just doing, you know, just waiting and waiting. It's kind of like a little kid that
Yeah,
always has the
right.
same lunch packed every day for lunch. And they have their lunch and they open their lunchbox and they have what they have because it's what their mom has packed for them or their dad has packed for them or whatever. But they look at this buffet that other kids
Right.
are participating in. And they're just waiting and they're like, well, I have my lunch though. My lunch is satisfying. I mean, I should be grateful for what I have. And, you know, and I know I've dealt with that too. Like I should just be, you know, like I'm blessed, I'm grateful, I have, you know. We have a house, we have a roof over our head, you know, blah, blah, blah. But the truth of the matter is that those things that we've always been told, not necessarily because someone was saying them because they had malicious intent or they wanted to hold us down or whatever. It's just those, you know, those things that were always told to us. They just become what we think is normal. And to think differently Then other people will then be like, oh my gosh, that's like so far-fetched. You know, I've gotten to the point now where people, when I started my mission 7 months ago, I just reached out to friends and family and I'm like, hey, I want to start this small grocery store in Sri Lanka. I want to help my friend out. You know, is this something that you think you'd be interested in? Now people are just like, what are you doing now? Right? It's not so much. Now, I mean, they just know to expect when you talk to me, you never know what's going on. Right. But I used to feel like, oh, what are people going to think? You know, are they going to think I'm a little too much, you know, whatever. And that's what I've learned is the only validation that I need is that God has placed something on my heart, period. Like that's the only validation, because just like your podcast, when you feel like I want to have this guest, like that person enters your life for a reason. And someone is going to get something out of their message. And, you know, like when I thought, I want to interview that gal about helping other women because that costs nothing. Like people are trying to give their stuff away all the time, you know? So if you had an open place where you could, you know, you could help people and it would cost you nothing and it would give.
Yeah. And I love that. So ordinary people doing extraordinary things. That's a beautiful, it's, you know, it's, oh, well, she's just, I thought she was just a person and look what she's doing, but we can all do that. We just have to decide or not.
Yeah, every one of us.
If you don't want to do something grand, you know, you don't have to, but I think the most important thing that we can all do is live from a place of joy. I really, truly believe that that's in love. And that's, I truly believe that that's why we're here. We're here to love each other. We're here to live joyfully, you know, to really experience being in this human body. I mean, what a gift.
Yeah. You know, it's, I remember, telling my husband, I had a friend who she has 8 children and one of her children, when she turned 18, she wanted to go and donate time in, I think it was Jamaica. I can't remember exactly where it was. She went down and she just wanted to donate time at this orphanage and like help with the babies and things like that. And my mom and dad, great parents, but it was always like, you're going to go to college. Like there's not even a discussion. And a lot of that had to do with their upbringing and the expectations or the things that they were or weren't able to do, in their, you know, in their time frame and their history. But I said to Eric, I said, that's my husband. I said, you know, if our daughter at 18 says she doesn't want to go to college and she wants to go volunteer, I said, we're buying her ticket. Like, I think, but, you know, but on the other hand, you know, there are people who are gifted with, you know, that compassion and that empathy to just be able to just dive in and go to those places. Just like there's people who, you know, can, you know, be speakers like you and I have heard on different challenges that that's their gift. And, you know, but then the other people are just the silent listeners and they sit and they receive it. And then they go in a different path. They're never going to stand on the stage. They're never going to give a TED talk. Like they would as soon as just take 700 needles in the eye before they ever had to do that. You know,
it is okay.
And that's okay. But then, you know, but I think too, sometimes as women, what I've seen and what I've felt is that instead of, and you know, I don't know if you've seen that one, like empowered women empower women, you know, or, you know, when, you know, true sisterhoods, when you straighten the crown of the girl and pat her on the back as she's walking out. You know, that is where my desire is for women as we go into 2021, because I want my daughter not to feel like she has to compete with other women. I want her to be able to see the giftedness in someone else and not be threatened by their giftedness, but be in awe of their giftedness and edify their giftedness. And know that she's just as gifted.
It's different for every person. I love that. I love that. And I think that's really incredibly important. If that's one thing that we can give to our kids in general, but our daughters especially, is that you are beautiful in your own way and you do not have to be like everybody else. know, that was one of my problems. I was trying, you know, I was trying to fit in all the time and be the you know, and being liked. And it really wasn't serving me. I really needed to be myself. And you know what? I'm liked by being myself. You know, if we can teach our kids that, but we have to like ourselves first, right? We have to like ourselves in order to teach our kids to like themselves. But that's really the true gift. It's liking ourselves, loving ourselves. And no, that's
And we have to know
huge.
ourselves, and you have to know yourself, because I think that's the problem. You know, so many, and with and dealing with middle school kids for so many years, you know, they come in and as a different kid a lot of times every day because they're trying on new hats, you know, and just like trying on new makeup, you know, routines and stuff as girls start wearing makeup and, you know, whatever. But so when we really know ourselves, but I think too, what happens, and this happens as moms, we really need to take the time to talk to ourselves like we're talking to a best friend. And we a lot of times that time, that's why that is the number one for my things, is that time. We have to manage that time. Because we can't, if we're not taking time for ourselves, like none of it's going to work. Not, and it's not, none of it, it's gonna, it may work, but it's not going to work well, you know? So, well, listen, as we close up, Tracy, what are some takeaways? What are some things that you would like to leave with my audience in their ears today as their nuggets of wisdom? From you, and you know, they're all going to hop over and check out the Vision Driven Mom podcast. But what do
The
you want to
one
leave with
thing I
them
would love to
today?
leave is to decide what you want. You know, you talked about knowing yourself. I think self-awareness is the biggest gift, the greatest gift that we can give ourselves, truly knowing ourselves. When you know yourself, then you're better able to decide what you want, right? But and so I guess it goes hand in hand. Really, you know, asking yourself what matters most, what will matter most to me at the end of my life, that's really where your, you know, that's where your core values are. And your core values stay the same. Your vision and what you want to do changes, but your core values and living from who you really are inside, and then deciding from that what you want to do, what you want to be or do or have or experience or express or create in life. I think that's the biggest thing is self-awareness and decide what you want so that you don't have get live that whack-a-mole life. Like we do not have to live a whack-a-mole life. We can decide what we want. And you know, and this year has been a perfect example of people getting knocked off course. But I'll tell you what, knowing where I'm going, I was able to pick myself up and continue to move in that direction. And I'll tell you too, you know, picking myself up sometimes 100 times a day and continue to move in the direction because I know where I'm going. So deciding what you want, Kristen, I think that's the biggest takeaway for today.
I'm so glad that you could join Tracy and I today on this episode, and I hope that you felt the energy of what she's doing and what she is, you know, following that dream of that vision-driven mom. And I just think it's a beautiful thing. You know, some of us have dreams that lay dormant, like Tracy, for 6 years, 10 years, or like me for 20 years that I was working on a book. But the thing is it doesn't matter how long those dreams lay dormant. If we feed those dreams little bit by little bit, that's when they take root and that's when they really, really start to bloom and harvest, and it takes us into a completely different season. If you know someone who would be inspired by today's podcast, please share this, please rate this, please give us some reviews, and we hope to see you back here next time. And just remember, everything that you're doing, show up strong for yourself, show up strong for those you love, and show up strong for those you are serving.